East Coast Breakfast.
Carmen, I'm so happy you brought this up.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
A lot of people have been asking for a bit of clarity. So, Darren, I don't know if you saw the post yesterday on the Comrades Marathon Instagram page.
What happened?
So, they said something like they've reconsidered the short route and have decided to add a loop. After running like 80 plus Ks, right?
Hang on, there is only one comment.
Yeah.
So, they said after considering the shortness of that route.
They've decided now to add a loop for this year's Comrades, which will be about 4Ks longer than the original distance, which will mean you have to run around the Pietermaritzburg City Hall before finishing at the stadium.
Yeah.
I saw it and I'm like, no ways.
Oh, hell no.
No.
So a lot of people... So people
I was concerned even for the people that are running the Comrades. Is it, must you run an extra 4 kilometers?
Whole Comrades, and they say, but wait, now just quickly
more.
Run around
City Hall.
No.
All right. So we decided to call Delaine Cools, Marketing Communications Manager at the Comrades Marathon. Good morning, Delaine.
A very good morning, Darren, Sky, Carmen. Good to be with you guys.
It's good to have you with us. So listen, you had us a little bit concerned. None of us have run Comrades yet. Let me just check.
No, not yet.
If we were considering it, we very much changed our mind yesterday. What's going on?
So, guys, we had to spread a little bit of April Fool's cheer with our Facebook audience, our Instagram and social media people.
Yeah.
And it was one of the most engaging posts in a long time. So, yes, absolutely correct. There will not be the only City Hall that we're going to be looping around or at least going past. Will be the Durban City Hall with the 49th uprun.
Yeah.
And it's like, it was so well received. It's like most people knew that, with the shortest Comrades distance in history for this year, I think some runners, especially the overseas ones and our ambassadors, were like, wow, it's like, is it really going to increase by 4Ks? And in no time, we were caught out, but absolute fun and good cheer.
Great prank.
Also, Delaine, you said you got a lot of reaction from people and your international runners were asking, is this true or not? Was there anybody that was really concerned and was like, I'm pulling out, I'm not doing this, this cannot be possible? Was anybody angry?
Oh, no. Not everyone catches on to the fact that it's April Fool's, right?
Yeah.
So it's like there were a fair amount of them who were resharing the post. Because also, it's like our social media team really did a very nice video to go with it. I don't know if you guys saw it.
Yes, that's a thing. I thought it was, this is real, bro.
Yeah, this is real.
Uh-huh. So Safisa really did a good job of it. And then it was really shared. It's like with Comrades News, and in no time things do go viral, as you guys know. So it's like it was shared and some people were like, whoa, guys, it's like really, it's like we've just got 85.91Ks on our radar. We're training for that. Any extra mileage is really not going to be well received. So it's like that really didn't go down well with some folk. But like I said, it's like in no time, and others were commenting like, guys, please see the date on which this was posted.
Yeah.
And let's ask the CMA again tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And then we did let the cat out the bag more yesterday evening, and then everything calmed down.
Yeah.
But just on Instagram, we were nearing 1,000 likes and lots of engagement.
Wow.
Yeah, so that really was rad.
Yeah.
And as you can imagine, it's 67 days to the 49th uprun and the 97th Comrades.
Yeah.
And it's like with the state of readiness, as you know, it's like we're already ready to host the race.
Well done. Great prank. Great prank.
No doubt, Naganjan, as the campaign slogan just reads, it's like we're going to have the most exciting Comrades this year.
It sounds like it.
New race directorship of Anne as well.
Mm.
It's like it's really going to be something amazing for the ladies. I don't know if you guys have cottoned on, but this is also the 50th Comrades since 1975, women were allowed to officially run the
Comrades. Look at us, girl.
Well, Delaine, we thought the only joke yesterday was that they made us come to work on a public holiday. We got here and no one said, hey, April Fools, so we just carried on.
East Coast Breakfast.